good to be with you and good to see everybody out this evening. As I've been doing, I'll just go ahead and continue with my lessons that I've been doing on fruits of the Spirit. I think they're a very good study, and it's good to be able to talk about each and every one of those to break them down. And this evening, like I said, just go ahead and turn your Bibles to Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This evening we're going to talk about goodness. We talked about kindness last time I was up here, and we're going to talk about goodness this evening. The definition of goodness is the quality of being morally good or virtuous, the beneficial or nourishing element of food. It's kindness, it's generosity, state or quality of being good. And I just took a few quotes here. God's goodness is the root of all goodness and our goodness. If we have any springs out of his goodness. Goodness comes from inside of you. It is your energy and makeup. When given away, it leads to greatness. Also, be the reason someone believes in the goodness of people. And the last one, live in such a way that if people should see you, they could see God's goodness in you. You know, each of us have goodness in us because why? Well, God created us. God created us in his image. He gave us goodness. He gave us goodness. Do we look for the goodness in others? Well, if we don't, we should. We should look for the goodness in others. We are real bad to look at the bad and shy away from it like it's contagious. You know, we never know what kind of a day a person might be having. But we want to build up and not tear down. In Psalm 23 and verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Also, Psalm 27 and verse 13, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We must not be so negative all the time. You know, we fail to find goodness in those that we come in contact with each and every day. They may not know the way of the Lord, and we can teach them. Even when situations arise that we are not sure how to handle it, we tend to worry about what might go wrong more than worrying about the good that might come out of it. Number one this evening, how can we find goodness? How can we find goodness? Well, we got to be looking for it. We got to look for it. You know, we've heard that phrase, all good things come to those who wait. You know, most of us, that's the problem though, we don't like to wait. We're not very patient. But most of us want things right now. And that's not the way God works. In Psalm 119 and verse 15, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. So many times we take our eyes off Jesus. We take our eyes off Jesus, but we can turn back and get back on track. And that's the goodness that we look for in others. You know, during the pandemic, it was hard to find goodness. It was hard to find goodness because we were so down in the dumps, so many bad things that were happening. It was so hard to find the goodness. But it shouldn't stop us from studying our Bibles or learning from God's Word. The only ones that can stop us from doing that, from doing what we need to do, is us. We are the only ones who can stop ourselves. Sometimes we do get in our way, in our own way, because we make excuses for why we don't do certain things, like Bible reading, praying, attending church services. You know, we may have the idea that I don't have to do these things, I'll do it later. You know, that's the problem. We must make time to do these things. And stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. We want the Lord to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You know, he doesn't want to hear our excuses. He wants to know that we obeyed his will to the end of our days, to the end of our life. You know, goodness comes in different forms. Goodness comes in different forms. Sometimes we may not realize the goodness when we see it. Maybe our expectations are too high, are set too high. In Psalm 34 and verse 14, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Also in Psalm 37 and verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. You know, trusting in the Lord will help us do many things better. You know, if we don't trust in the Lord and let him lead us, we will be led astray. We will be led astray. You know, being a child and putting on Christ, putting Christ on in baptism and remaining faithful, that's an example of goodness. That's an example of goodness. You know, helping someone in need, whether it be money or prayers, help them with the physical labor, just to see what they need. You know, you never know what type of an impact you will have when you go the extra mile to help someone. And that's also an example of goodness. That is also an example of goodness. Second thing, can goodness come out of being a soldier for Christ? Can goodness come out of being a soldier for Christ? Well, and the answer to that is yes, because it will make us study our Bibles so we can defend our beliefs. So we can defend our beliefs and let the Bible speak and not give our opinions. In our world, opinions are what matter. And many people will agree. But that's not the way God wants us to handle things. In Psalm 100 and verse 5, For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. His faithfulness to all generations. Also in Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 20. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. You know, something that's hard to do, but if we come back and stay on the straight and narrow path, then goodness will come. You know, if we are away from God, there will be no goodness. There is no goodness when we're away from God. Number three, examples, we're going to talk about examples of those who lost their way. two of those were in the very beginning, Adam and Eve. They sinned in the garden. And God kicked them out of the garden and multiplied Eve's pain and childbirth. They had consequences for their wrongdoings. You know, our choices do matter. They do matter, and we must choose to do right in the sight of God. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven someday. I want to go to heaven someday, and hopefully you do too. But we must be about our Father's business. There's work that needs to be done here, and we don't want to be lazy in our work. We can make a difference if working hard. You know, we need to please the Lord and teach others about Christ and what he can do. Now, let's talk about someone who did what they were supposed to do. Let's talk about Noah. He did right by building the ark and sticking to the pattern. and it was told to him how to build the ark, and he obeyed, and he didn't have to, but he did it. and goodness came his way. Goodness came his way. The ark saved his family. His obedience put him in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. another good example, of course, Paul. Paul here, we must remember that he was a man who killed Christians at one point in time, and but he turned it around, and now he's one of our best examples as a soldier for Christ. He had baggage, but he endured many things and still preached Christ. And number three, how do we recognize the goodness of God daily? How do we recognize the goodness of God daily? Well, let's talk about the goodness in nature. The goodness of nature. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Do you ever just stop to look at God's creation, all the things around you? Do you ever just stop and look and think, wow, God created all this? And it's amazing. It is amazing. But God is evident in his creation. He is evident. We need to take the time and stop and enjoy it. Enjoy God's creation. Let's talk about the goodness of his people. Let's talk about God's goodness in people. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. You know, God has plans for each of us, but we must find our way to him and seek out our mission and then follow through. Our mission on this earth is to share the hope that we have in Christ with others through the gospel. The gospel is the power to save. You know, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, Luke 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. You know, that was Jesus' mission, to seek and save the lost. Well, our mission is the same. We must seek and save the lost. The people in our lives are part of God's purpose for our lives. God's purpose draws us and others close to him. Now, let's talk about goodness and answered prayers. Goodness and answered prayers. In Psalm 34 and verse 8, Psalm 34 and verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Answered prayer reminds us of God's goodness. God's goodness can be found not only when his blessings are obvious, but also when the bottom falls out completely. Good people will suffer, and through that suffering, God remains. Let us not take prayer for granted, and we use it for our advantage. Let's talk about the goodness and the truth of his word. Goodness and the truth of God's word. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 4 and 5. 1 Timothy 4 verses 4 and 5. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Verse 5, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. Daily prayer and time in God's word is important if we are to witness and experience the goodness of God. We can pour out our praise and problems, lift our anxiety up to God, and confess our sins daily. You know, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, familiar verse. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And we can be thankful that we can do that. It's hard to admit we need help, but we must not be prideful people. We need God, probably more than ever. We have been given the truth. John chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. His goodness abounds in the truth of his Word. Let's talk about the goodness and his blessings. The goodness and God's blessings. In Psalm 31 and verse 19. Psalm 31 and verse 19. how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of the children of mankind. Many times we forget how blessed that we really are, and we take it for granted. When we leave our lives in the hands of our good God, we will see the good things that God has for us. When we get distracted by idols, and those idols could be anything that takes us away from God, it's difficult for us to recognize the good things God has for us. But we can choose to trust in the goodness of God and count the blessings He has bestowed upon us. We should be counting our blessings daily so we can see that God is in control and will take care of us. If we allow Him to control us, we will be better people for it. Let's talk about the goodness in His forgiveness. Goodness in God's forgiveness. You know, it's awesome that we can be forgiven when we fall short of the glory of God. The old law did not have forgiveness of sins. So we are blessed to be under a better law. We are blessed for that. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, forgiveness reveals God's goodness daily. In Christ, we are able to come to God and confess our sins. And His goodness, through the sacrifice of His Son, we are able to embrace the gift of forgiveness that He has given us, and thus forgive others as He has done for us. Now let's look at one other, the goodness at the cross. Goodness at the cross. In John chapter 3, verse 16, very familiar verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the greatest act of love. The greatest act of love. He was innocent, yet died a criminal death. Intentionally for us to carry out the will of His Father. Only he was capable of fulfilling. You know, the cross is a daily reminder of the goodness of God. We see God's goodness all around. We see His goodness all around. We must seek the goodness in ourselves and each other. Let us spur one another to love and good deeds. You know, there is much good that still can be done. And let's spread that goodness, you know, that we have in us. There's goodness in each of us, and we must find it. We should be thankful that God is good, and He's very good to us. And may we seek the goodness to those that we come in contact with, those that we work with. Let's find the good in people, and let's search for it. Help us to seek the goodness in everyone. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.